USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Virginia Beach police say at least 11 people were shot and killed at the municipal building on Friday by a co-worker before he was killed. At least six more people were wounded, including a police officer who was saved by his bulletproof vest. This witness describes what happened.
We just heard people yelling and screaming to get down, and I was on the phone with 911, so I was trying to concentrate on getting talking to them. We put the desk up against the door because we didn't know if they were coming in.
The mass shooting took place on several floors. City Councilman Aaron Rouse.
This day will not define Virginia Beach. We, our citizens, will define our response to this day.
Houston police believe the remains of a child found in southwest Arkansas on Friday may belong to missing 4-year-old Malaya Davis. The suspect in the case allegedly confessed to dumping her body there nearly a month after the little girl was reported missing. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn-Root for Tangible Investments. Tangible's CEO has been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, interviewed on CNBC, and featured in Fortune magazine. He's been warning about a volatile and unpredictable stock market for months. The Dow is down 4,000 points since the peak. The Russell 2000 down more than 20%. In 2008, the market fell 55%, more than half your net worth wiped out. You need asset protection now. If you're a qualified client who has ever bought gold or silver before, and you have the receipt to prove it, Tangible Investments will give you a free fractional American Gold Eagle with a retail value of $199. Tangible will prove after you deal with Tangible Investments, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. Call now to find out if you qualify for your $199 gold gift free. Call Tangible Investments at 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions and could show you how to protect your assets. Call 800-780-9000 and go for your free $199 coin.
The president's decision to impose a 5% tariff on Mexican goods because of that country's inability to stop illegal immigrants from coming into the U.S. may face legal action by the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. Executive Vice President of the Chamber, Neil Bradley, says tariffs and immigration should not be linked together.
There are a lot of things we should do. There are real problems at the southern border, but it's really hard to draw a connection between a tax on consumers and businesses here in America and solving that problem.
Bradley tells Fox Business their number one goal is to make sure that those tariffs don't go into place on June 10th. A Clearwater, Florida woman woke up to find an 11-foot alligator had broken into her home early Friday. Mary Wichusen tells WFTS.
I was scared, but not so scared that I couldn't function, you know. I was hyperventilating a little, so what I did was I went on the computer and played games to settle down.
Gator trappers were called in by police, and they got it out. It's now at a private location, recovering from its traumatic experience. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A Danish-born socialite who was convicted but later acquitted of trying to kill his wealthy wife has died at 92. With more, here's USA's Chris Barnes.
It was a case that gripped the nation. Klaus von Bülow, convicted in Rhode Island in 1982 of attempted murder for putting his wife Martha Sunny von Bülow in an irreversible coma to gain her fortune. The conviction was overturned on appeal. Appeal, though, led by Alan Dershowitz, and he was acquitted at his second trial in 1985. The first jury claimed Sonny's coma was caused by insulin injections administered secretly by her husband, but the second jury did not reach the same conclusion. Dershowitz wrote a book about the case called Reversal of Fortune. It was made into a movie, earning Jeremy Irons an Academy Award for his portrayal of von Bülow. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
President Donald Trump tweets support of LGBT people to mark LGBT Pride Month. Counselor to the President, Kellyanne Conway, says Trump and she have had numerous talks about the issue.
It's very important. He just tweeted about it, and I personally know it's very important to him. It's something that we've discussed publicly and privately over a number of years, and he's had that as a priority as well. It is just a disgrace what happens to people based on their sexual orientation, particularly around the globe.
Pride Month is something the president didn't recognize during the first 2 years of his presidency. His tweets come 1 week after his administration moved to revoke newly won health care discrimination protections for transgender people. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.